According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, steal backhoes, and may cause health problems.
Well, no shit.
Hey everyone, this is Father Spoon
and Sick Puppy
coming to you with another Beer Nuts episode of ShouldIDrinkThat.com, or even if it's crap, we drink it.
So you don't have to.
We are testing out new equipment here, which is the reason for this Beer Nuts episode.
Yeah, buddy.
Just came in, last week?
Yeah, last week.
This past week or so. It's our first chance to play with it. Oh, that sounds bad. First chance to play with the new equipment.
It's our first chance to experiment with the new hardware that I purchased off of the internet.
The internet. Internet.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? I love that.
Spoon's got a hard on for the microphone.
This is good times.
Yeah, baby. All right, what are you drinking
there? All right, I'm drinking the Yards India Pale Ale IPA from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And I am drinking the Balto Heroic Golden Lager, and I don't know where the hell it's from.
Yeah, this thing doesn't have any alcohol content on it. It's probably good. Oh, wait, there it is. Oh, Jesus Christ. 7%. Yeah, I'm not having too many of these, because I has to drive home tonight, Matthew.
Drive home to the wife. This is from the Thirsty Dog Brewing Company out of, looks like, Frederick Brewing Company, Frederick, Maryland. And the alcohol content on this is 5.4%. It's even got the IBUs listed as 9. Original gravity's on here, too, at 14.5. That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of information on a beer bottle.
Hey, serious beer makers, man.
Now, for a quick history here on my IPA. The Yards IPA turns an historic... Now, wait. That's bad English, improper. You can't say turns an historic English, because it should be ahistoric.
Look at the label. They're, like, from England.
I don't give... This is from Philadelphia.
They talk funny. But they want that ambiance.
I'm writing to Yards, and I'm complaining. Because they have improper English on. Yards IPA turns a historic English ale style on its head with a little American ingenuity. An unorthodox, not religion, amount of English and Pacific Coast hops imparts to this formidable ale a lingering, flowery conclusion.
Conclusion.
Alcohol by volume, 7%.
I'll give you what's on the bottle of the Balto Heroic Golden Lager. Got a little Jack Frost thing going on up front there. Is that Jack Frost? Is that what it is? Or is that the friggin' snowman? You know, the thing you read in high school?
Yeah, that's Frost, man.
You Jack Frost?
That's Beowulf.
Yeah, I was thinking of the nip it at your nose Jack Frost. I wasn't sure that was the same thing. Anyhow.
I think it's Beowulf.
I don't know.
I didn't read in high school.
Balto was, maybe we'll find out right here, huh?
Wait, Balto. Look up the name Balto. I bet you did. Yeah, read it.
We'll do that later. Balto was a heroic sled dog who braved the fierce weather conditions of the Iditarod Trail to bring life-saving serum to the village of Nome, Alaska. This beer is a tribute to everyone's heroic dog. I guess that ain't Jack Frost.
It could be the story. Now, see, here's the problem. Is
when I was in high school, with semen or serum.
I went to a Catholic high school. So,
I'm
really,
sorry.
If we got the Cliff Notes version and we threw God in our report somewhere, we got A+.
So. Beautiful.
So, I'm sure if any of the nuns right now are listening to this broadcast are going, that son of a bitch.
What nun
hell?
Is listening to this broadcast?
You never know. Up in Erie, exactly. There's a lot of alcoholic people.
Catholic drunks, I guess, yeah.
Catholics like to drink. I'm just saying that, you know, if I need my nuns up there, they're listening right now.
All
right. A beer.
I'm going to open my Balto.
Go for it.
Good boy.
Good Balto.
Good Balto. All right. Let's give it a crack here. Ooh, that looks good.
Oh, that does look good. That's a nice color. It's got like a little apple tint to it. Oh, I'm liking mine.
Yeah, mine don't look too bad at all.
Mine looks like your everyday IPA, though.
Yeah, yeah. I got a little golden lager.
This smells very good.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, dude.
This is the first video audio, I guess. Podcast with the new equipment.
Oh, that's tasty. That's a tasty beverage.
Oh, man. That's really good, dude. You like the old leg humper.
Oh, yeah, that was very good.
Same company. It's a porter. Old leg humper. Yeah, it's a porter. But
I almost picked up a porter tonight, but I figured since we didn't have any steaks, that's the only time you can really eat a porter.
Yeah.
Drink a porter, eat a steak.
Well, when you're drinking a porter, it's almost like eating a steak anyway.
Yeah, so do it around a vegan. Cheers, you vegans.
Couple of dead roadkill animals at your picnic with a vegan. That'd be great. Go all Ted Nugent on their ass.
Do vegans go to those kind of picnics?
You just tell them it's a vegan picnic.
Can you find a redneck vegan?
Ooh, a redneck vegan?
That's what I'm wondering. Because most of them are...
Maybe one that's intolerant to eating meat.
Most of them are dirty hippies.
I don't know. You calling me a dirty hippie?
No, I'm not calling you a dirty hippie. And I know you're redneck. Not a vegan.
I'm more white trash than the redneck. There's a difference.
Because he loves the meat.
Wow.
Oh, I wish I had a drum set here.
Oh, good lord.
The door was wide open. I had to walk right through.
Yeah, door was wide open, and I love the meat. Okay. What do you think of yours, man?
Oh, chicken lo mein, shrimp lo mein.
Wow.
Oh. I think mine's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not overly hoppy, which is good, because I wasn't really in a big hoppy mood today.
Yeah, this is a little bit hoppy. I mean, there's not much to really say about this Balto. I mean, it's an average golden lager, I guess. There's nothing that really screams out at me as a kick-ass beer, but it's definitely drinkable. It's pretty good, man.
I think we should make Balto the official pet of Should I Drink That? Come here, Balto.
We have a mascot, Balto. That's a great idea.
With your brother, old leg humper.
What the hell's wrong with sick puppy?
Well, because you're one of the people here. We need, like, a mascot.
Dad! No.
That actually looks like my old... Yeah, it looks like my old dog, Bucca. It's a Siberian Husky and German Shepherd.
Wow.
Oh, this guy is way too close to that dog. His face is like,
yeah,
man,
that's a little creepy. I thought the same thing. A little Alfred Hitchcock on the label kind of a thing going there.
That is pretty disturbing there. And for some reason, in the state of Pennsylvania, we cannot get a 10 cent deposit on these bottles.
Of course not. It's PA, man.
Can't get shit here.
Balto, the heroic dog, likes to drink his beer.
Oh, Balto. Enjoying good craft beers, talking about porn. What could be better?
You know what I found out?
Porn chicks here. No, dude, that would be good. Be. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to find any here in this.
Vaginas show. Would be great.
Vagina. There's an article in
the... nipplage would be awesome.
There's an article in the latest Playboy, which I actually read. I didn't read this article.
I actually read it. Holy shit.
Well, they got the girls in MySpace and shit like that in there, but they have,
You know, I'm beginning to hate MySpace.
Oh, I absolutely hate it.
It's like the new AOL homepage for every friggin' idiot out there.
Well, the thing that I saw in Playboy, though, was, before we get back to the MySpace thing.
Yeah, go for it.
They have reconstructive surgeries for vaginas. Yes.
Hey, if you got an ugly vagina,
you can have it reconstructed. I believe it's around page 78, right between the centerfold.
What's the number I need to...
It was really weird because they had like all these hot girls standing around the doctor, and like, this is the doctor and all of his assistants. I'm like, you know what? You got porn stars around you. Of course they're going to know about vaginas because they're so wide. They can't close that shit up.
I just can't see that introduction in the office. Excuse me, I have an ugly vagina. Can you make it pretty?
I don't know if you get like in an accident, someone, you know, some foot stuck up there.
White marks on it, maybe.
Smear peanut butter on it. Your dog went crazy. Shit happens.
Get an infection from the GIF. Wow.
But yeah, all right. Back to that MySpace thing, though. Yeah. Fuck MySpace.
Yeah. It's,
I'm leaving. For those of you that don't know, I am leaving MySpace. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, well, I got invited to it by a friend of ours, and I kind of just fucked around and just put my name as Satan and... You know, just did a douchebag.
Him and thing. The 35,000 other people named Satan on there.
It's only because I didn't want to bother with it.
Yeah.
But I felt compelled to make a page because I was invited by a friend. So I just dicked with him.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just losing interest in the whole MySpace thing. I got tired of the people posting. You know, every email forward that you ever got would show up in your personal messages on MySpace. And then you'd also have that in your bulletins. Well, and you know, if you don't fill this out, you're going to get evil bad luck.
You know what I hate the most about the MySpace sites? It's that stupid-ass list that people... What's your favorite color?
Oh, what yeah.
The car you drive?
Yeah, those are the forwards I'm talking about. It's, I get those all the time.
It's just like a little list of all your favorite things. And what do you like to do? Shut the fuck up.
Here's what kills me is every year they come out with, you know, 2005 Fall Edition, 2006 Spring Edition, shit like that. Really,
I wanted to know that shit. I'd pick up a phone and ask my friends.
How much stuff has actually changed, you know, between that time? And if stuff has, okay, so in the 2005 edition, you said in third grade you spit in Tommy Jones's hair, and in 2006 you still say the same thing. Well, who gives a shit?
Well, most of them do. They're probably like, dude, 2006, I finally got laid.
That could work for some of them.
I better drink that because I almost grabbed that and finished your damn beer.
Drink my beer. Anyways, MySpace.
Your sick puppy's empty.
MySpace can suck one because I'm fed up with it.
And it's just gotten a problem, way too retarded, kind of like Text America.
Oh,
but that's a sore spot. We won't go there.
We're not going there right now. Well, the
Flicker.
Other, the, yeah. Flicker! The other issue that
Flicker.
I have. The other issue I have with MySpace, too, is. Fuck! You made me lose my train of thought now.
Sorry.
After mentioning Flickr, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Fucking, oh. So I got this invite from this girl. Actually, this girl sent me, really attractive girl sent me this thing saying she wants to be my friend. Now, I'm involved with a couple bands around town, so my profile is on their pages, and people want me to be their friend because I do stuff on their websites.
Yeah.
This girl sends me this request. I'm like, all right. And I usually check out their profile each time before just to see who the hell they are. As soon as I click on her profile, it takes me to a porn site.
Yeah.
She has a redirect set up on her profile, and then within minutes,
hey,
I had seven
dude.
Requests for friends from porn people.
It was a matter of time before they started spamming that shit.
And that's when I said, you know what, MySpace? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was a good beer.
You're done.
I need another beer.
Yeah, we're going to stop.
Beer.
We're going to stop this beer review. I don't think it was a review. We're just like, hey, dude, we're drinking beer.
Yeah,
it's good.
We're just giving a shout not even a shout out.
Yeah, fuck the shout outs. We did that a lot last time.
Yeah, we're just drinking beer, testing out new equipment. Hope you guys like the sound because this is very trippy as hell listening to us on headphones right now.
And if any of you audiophile freaks are complaining, just go fuck yourself.
All right. Anyways, yeah,
let's wrap this up, dudes. I've had the Balto Heroic Golden Lager.
And I've had the Yards India Pale Ale from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Both for the first time. And
it wasn't bad. I liked it.
And
I like
he's drinking my beer, so I haven't tried that yet, so I'll have to buy another bottle one of these days.
Whatever.
Free beer is a good beer, brother. I'm not complaining.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And where are these next beers that we're having come from? Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I digress. All right.
Came from my wife's checking account.
Be out, man. This is Sick Puppy.
And Father Spoon.
Saying,
hey, you guys have a good time in it.
Yeah, and even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So
you don't have to. Have a good one.
Kill yourself.